Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Crystal and Rancho Cucamonga is ready for this round of dumb, drunk, or drugs. Crystal, here is your real headline. A guy tunneled into his upstairs neighbor's apartment. Was he dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
I would say he's not very smart.
I'm going to say he was on some drugs.
He was dumb. I mean, this is one way to put your name on the neighbor's watch out list. A Canadian man busted through the drywall of his upstairs neighbor's apartment while she was out of town. When she returned home, she could tell somebody was in there. Then she noticed the giant hole. It wasn't hard for the police to figure out who did it because the tunnel went straight to his apartment.
Oh.
When asked why he did it, he said he wanted to burrow some sugar.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
We have to be getting close to the Stagecoach lineup. Did you see last night Coachella dropped their lineup? And shockingly, I knew all three of the headliners.
I knew two of the three until I had to Google the third because I thought I knew who it was. And it turns out it is who I thought it was.
Sabrina Carpenter Friday night, Saturday going to be Justin Bieber, and on Sunday closing things down, Carol G.
Which if you watch the Chargers Chiefs game in Brazil last week, Carol G was the one who did that halftime show.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
The one shaking her thing.
Well, I'm sure Sabrina is going to be up there doing her thing too. She was recently at Coachella. I think it was 2024. I wonder if they saw her then and was like, yep, we got to have her back as a headliner.
She makes headlines every time she puts on a show, so it makes sense.
And you know, when Coachella's lineup comes out, there's always those bands that are like, oh, cool, they're going to be out there. Like, Teddy Swims is going to be a part of the lineup. And then looking through some of the smaller bands, I mean, there are some really cool bands that I just can't wait to see, like Creepy Nuts, Glitterer, and Gordo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously not going to miss Die Spits, Royksopp, and of course, Wet Leg.
God, we sound so old right now. But since the Coachella lineup has been announced and tickets are going on sale on Friday, you know Stagecoach is around the corner.
Just creeping. Stagecoach is looking. It's ready. I mean, I'm very excited. I always get nervous, though, because I'm like, what if they don't nail it? What if it's not good? But they do. They get it right every year.
And looking at the Coachella lineup, there's not any country artists. That was the other thing. Normally, they'll have like one or two that do both. No country whatsoever.
Yeah, they'll stick around for the next week. And I think Shaboozy did that last year. Mm-hmm. He was there for Coachella and then hung out in the desert and was there for Stagecoach. Now, looking at this lineup, is there anybody that you think might stick around and show up to Stagecoach?
I doubt Sabrina Carpenter is. Maybe Justin Bieber, if it's the right headliner, he could come back.
I hope it's Creepy Nuts.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, last night, this turkey was trotting, trying to get ready for my first ever turkey trot on Thanksgiving.
That's my turkey.
We're going to work on that, too, just like we're going to work on my trotting. My friend decided that this would be a good idea, and he waited till I was a few drinks in to be like, would you like to join me?
Smart.
And I was like, sure, why not? Why not? Because it's Thanksgiving morning, and I'm going to have to pay to run. Like, what?
And you're probably going to have to get up early. Those things always start at, like, the crack of dawn.
Why did I agree to this? But now I gave him my word, so I want to be prepared because when we started talking about it again, I was like, okay, so we'll walk it and, you know, burn some calories before Thanksgiving. Okay. And he's like, no, we're not walking it. It's a turkey trot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we actually have to, like, keep moving. And I was like, hold on. I've done the 5Ks, you know, the Believe Walk and things like that. I'm a walker and a talker. That's the kind of 5K person I am. I'm not a trotter.
72 days from now, you will be trotting, Kel.
So last night, we had baseball practice, and I was like, maybe I should start to work on my endurance. So, like everybody else, I jumped on the bandwagon of the weighted vest about a couple months ago. So I broke out my weighted vest that I bought, used a couple times, and then it got dust on it. Put it on last night, did a few laps around the baseball field to try and work on it. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be ready. Not by Thanksgiving.
You got more than enough time. And with how competitive you are,
I know.
I think you have enough time to train to do this. I mean, you're not trying to win this thing, right? I mean, I'd love for you to win it.
I mean, I'd love for me to win it too, but I also don't want to have a heart attack.
You won't. You'll be fine. I want you to bring home that Galloping Gobbler trophy. Set it right there on your mantle.
Okay, I was actually going to ask you for your help because you are like the king of ChatGPT, and I know they can do anything. Can we put together a prompt for ChatGPT to get me like a schedule to get ready to trot by Thanksgiving?
Why do you need ChatGPT when your trainer's right here? You're looking at him.
You're going to be my trainer?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the next song. You're going to drop down. Give me 10.
I'll give you $10 before I give you 10 push-ups.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It happened one time and my husband won't let me live it down. My kid got hungry and it was during the funeral. And because I'm a mom, I always have snacks in my bag. So I opened up from fruit snacks and I just let Colt have a little fruit snacks. I might have popped one or two myself, but he was like, seriously, you're eating in church at a funeral? And I was like, no, it's Colt. He's snacking.
I'm just testing it to make sure it's safe.
Right?
Is it frowned upon to eat at a funeral?
I think so. I think it's frowned upon to eat in church in general, let alone if there's a funeral going on. Not my proudest moment, but I definitely blamed it on my kid.
Did it get to the point where you were like crinkling the snack bag and people turned around to see what was going on? Like, were you pretty like sly about it?
I would say we were pretty slick because it was fruit snacks. It wasn't like Pringles or like chips, you know, where it's like crunching in the background. Yeah. Have you ever been caught somewhere snacking where might not have been the best time or place?
The couple times I can remember was back in high school because a lot of the classrooms had the rule of no food or drink in there. But sometimes, middle of the day, you kind of get hungry. And there was vending machines in high school. So I'd kind of step out and say, I got to go to the bathroom. But I'd actually go get some food.
Oreos!
So I'd get some of those and I'd like strategically like put the bag like kind of sitting on my backpack, and when no one was looking, just kind of like sneak a nut or butter or whatever it was. But then there would be times where like I'd just be like chit-chatting with my friends in class so nonchalant, and I'm like holding the bag and just like chowing down. And I think there was like two times out of my four-year high school career where they had caught me and you would get detention for it.
You had to go to detention?
For being hungry. That would not fly today.
Let's hope God's not like your principal, because if you went to detention and I was snacking in church, I'm going a whole other place.
We in trouble.
Yeah. Where was the inappropriate time you got caught snacking? Where was it, and what was the snack? Just because, I'm curious.
We want to know, was it worth it? Yeah, you can call or text in right now, 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Inappropriate snacking. I got caught, although I think I kind of got away with it because I blamed it on Colt. We were at a funeral. Colt was hungry. I always have snacks in my purse, so I gave him the snacks, but I might have enjoyed one or two fruit snacks myself.
The thing about this, if you didn't have the kids, you wouldn't have had the snacks in the purse at all. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kids' fault.
It's Colt's fault.
100%.
Yeah. I didn't get detention like you did, though. Yeah.
Whoopsies. I did. I went out to the vending machines. You get hungry here and there, so I got a little snack, and the classroom rules were no eating or drinking. Sorry, got to bend those rules a little bit. Might pass out from how hungry I am, sneaking a couple snacks, and getting caught and getting detention.
I didn't take you as a rule breaker.
You take me as a fatty, though. I got to chow down.
You rebel, you.
Text coming in from the 951 saying I was at an indoor nurse program graduation, and I brought corn nuts. Now, corn nuts might not just the smelliest snack of them all.
That's true.
But truly the loudest. You're literally chewing on popcorn kernels.
Yeah, we need to get silent snacks. If you're going to do it in public somewhere where you're not supposed to, like gummy bears.
That's a good one.
Something that's not going to make a lot of noise. Where did you get caught snacking? You could call or text us at 888-431-3764. Alyssa in LA, where was it for you?
It wasn't me, but it was my husband while I was getting the epidural, having the birth of our daughter. Because he heard a rapper crunching in the corner, and it's my husband chowing down on a double bacon cheeseburger while I'm in 30 hours of labor.
This guy went to Carl's Jr. before the birth of his child?
He DoorDashed Carl's Jr. to the hospital. While I was surviving on ice chips and rage.
Okay, yeah, that's the worst part is because you can't eat. You're going into surgery. And he's over there, and you're smelling barbecue sauce and bacon.
Yeah, so the doctor's like, just no, don't make any movements. And then he distracted the doctor enough with his wrapper crunching.
That is insane. It's not like he was trying to sneak an M&M or two. He was unwrapping a double bacon cheeseburger.
Full meal, onion rings, burger, drink.
You guys still married after that?
Unfortunately.
She said barely. Snack choice is imperative. If you are going to be snacking in places where you shouldn't be, your choice of snack is very important. You don't want a smelly snack. You don't want a loud snack. That's why when we were at a funeral recently and Colt got hungry, it was fruit snacks. They're quiet. I was able to open the wrapper quietly. Too bad my husband was giving me the glaring eye sitting next to me.
Husbands hear everything.
They do. Where did you get caught snacking? The inappropriate place. Jeffrey in San Bernardino, where was it for you?
My brother-in-law's funeral.
What were you snacking on?
I was snacking on Cheez-Its in the back, and I was there to support him, but I got caught, and everybody kind of looked back and saw me munching down.
Did your brother-in-law love Cheez-Its? I mean, was this your way of paying respect to him?
No, let's just say everybody heard me munching down on the Cheez-Its, and people started looking back, and I was like, oh, crap.
Were you chomping with your mouth open? How loud were you chewing?
Yeah, I was going to town on him.
Don in Riverside, where did you get caught snacking?
Well, I actually wasn't snacking. It was actually at work, and the owner of the company hated the smell of popcorn. So one day he made me mad. So before I left to go leave for the day for the jobs, I turned around and took a bag of popcorn, put it in there for 10 minutes, and turned it on and left.
You're lucky to burn the place down.
So the whole place smelled like not only popcorn, burnt popcorn. At the end of the day, when I came back, it still smelled like popcorn.
Was there a nasty email that came out?
Oh, no. Back then, there was no email. I'm old.
Carrier pigeon.
Smoke singles.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I am so excited for this. You've been teasing since yesterday that you are going to offend some people. Okay, Anthony, go ahead. Make your enemies.
Welcome to Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? I have so many friends that are single.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that makes me happier than being married. Because I've seen...
Oh, we hear the stories.
Trust me,
yeah.
I've seen the dating game. I've seen the online, the apps, everything. It is very hard to find that significant other, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm very blessed to have found mine. But I've talked to people and there's a lot of red flags, I guess you could say, as you're trying to get to know somebody. And they have kind of these odd hobbies. Mm-hmm. Number one on the list that I've heard from people, and this is also one that I think is a giant red flag. Ready for it?
Yeah.
It's playing video games.
To what extent? Are we talking like, oh, I might come home one night a week and play Madden? Or are you talking about the people that are full on like headset playing Call of Duty? They
for
have
hours.
Yeah.
For the end of time. It's like they're the greatest thing in the world to them. I don't know. Again, now everybody has their odd hobbies. You could knock me for sitting on the couch every Sunday watching 12 hours of football. I get it. Probably okay. Not the most attractive thing either, but there's something about the whole video game aspect where I'm like, once you hit a certain age, you probably need to push that aside and, I don't know, maybe be a grown-up.
See, and mine isn't video games. And here, we are going to offend people with this, so let's just put a disclaimer. We're not trying
to offend
them. But, I mean, and again, we're not dating, but the thing that always got me were like the people that would play the Dungeons and Dragons. And I don't know, maybe it's just a stereotype of like in the basement playing for hours on end. Like there's something, I don't know, not attractive and also kind of creepy about it.
And everybody has their little, I mean, everyone's going to get offended about something, right?
Right.
I mean, there's every.
So let's just offend them is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is everybody has their hobbies and not everybody is going to agree with them. It's the most attractive thing. You could sit here and say, oh, yeah, the Star Wars people. That's not attractive, but people love Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I said, with like football stuff, like the fantasy football nerds out there. Definitely not attractive.
Do you want to come home and see all my lightsabers? God, I hope that's code for something else. What is that unattractive hobby that you would not want to date someone if they did that? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Is your hobby actually a red flag if you are dating? Anthony, for you, you said right off the bat, there is something if they do, you will not date them.
Yeah, I said video games, but it's not so much if, like... I'm thinking more of like the men that play them. Like there's so many guys that are obsessed with video games.
You're going
like,
to be dating men?
I'm like, guys, no. Kelly, stay with me here. I'm helping the women out here. Okay. Video games, I feel like you grow out of eventually. You know, like it's fun. It's like a teenager. You can't really, you know, you're on summer break. You can't drive. You can't do too much. So, yeah, you game. You're playing right. Madden, Call of Duty, whatever it might be. But then I think there's a certain point where you outgrow it. You kind of need to move away from it and do kind of more grown-up things. I know. I
can see that.
I think a lot of people take it so seriously with like the headsets.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like if you're scrolling TikTok or something, like the guys that are like playing games and like people just watch them play a video
on YouTube?
Game?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
All the time. Priscilla and Menifee, what is that hobby that would be a red flag for you?
I think I have to agree with the video games, being obsessed for hours and not being able to get off.
Put it down. Have a grown-up conversation with another human that is face-to-face with you. The gaming, it's too much.
Like, yeah, get outside, go somewhere, look at somebody, talk to them.
Yeah, and priorities. Maybe do something a little more productive. Because usually if you're playing video games, it's not like, oh, I'm going to play for 15 minutes. Like, those gamers
play for hours
on end. 951 says, the hobby that would be a red flag for me is hiking. They say there's no originality in it. Everybody loves to, quote, go hiking. But really all they're doing is walking Mount Rubidoux.
I could see that one, too. A lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Here's some of the big ones. Golf. Okay. Golf's another one that takes a really long time.
And I think everything for these hobbies, it has to be something that you're into so you can do together. Otherwise, yeah, kiss your Sundays goodbye.
Yeah, another one, gambling.
we'd never work out.
Hunting, a lot of video game ones. I don't think this is a hobby, but somebody said nose picking.
Oh. And if it is a hobby, I think that's a giant red flag.
That would be one of those that you see on like ESPN, The Ocho. Very weird competition of nose picking.
When you're putting together your dating profile, be very careful when you list your hobbies because that could be a dating red flag.
And I think video games are at the top of the list.
For you, and there are a lot of people that are agreeing with you. Here's one that I think kind of targets you. 951 says, any avid sports nut that can't go without missing a single game on TV. Missing an occasional game is fine, but those fans that go overboard.
What's overboard? Please describe it to me.
Can you miss a game?
I can miss a game in the sense of I can miss it when it's live, but when I get home from whatever I'm doing, I have to watch the whole game.
So you can't miss a game. You will watch every single game, whether it's live or not.
If the game's over and I've even checked the score and it's like, oh, okay, Steelers win 27-20, I will still sit down and I will start the game from kickoff.
Okay.
Do I fit that description?
100%. 951 says knitting is a red flag. You don't
Why?
You don't like mittens, sweaters, scarves?
I would 100% date a great girl that knows how to knit. You know why? Because you're going to get some great blankets. You're going to be warm all the time.
909 says anime is a red flag.
Agree.
951, if he owns a TikTok and all he posts are thirst traps.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the biggest red flag of them all, possibly.
Taylor in Alta Loma, what is that dating hobby red flag for you?
Well, I'm just calling to weigh in on the video games because I completely disagree. I think that that is the best hobby for a married husband because then they're at home all the time. My husband and I, when we first started dating, he played video games a little bit, but we would go out a lot and do, you know, concerts and all kinds of things. And then when we got married and had more kids and stayed home, and he would like to stay home and play video games because then he was at home with me and the kids. And I would ask him, well, don't you want to go out with your friends? And he's like, why? I would go out and go to bars so that I can meet a girl. Now I have a girl. I don't need to go to those places.
I like that. I like that in the sense that, yeah, you're not worried about him when he's out. But even when he's home and he's gaming, like, is he actually, like, there? Because you're not getting to talk to him or really see him because he's distracted with the games.
Well, technically, he's playing Madden, so we're talking strategy.
What is, like, the longest stretch he's gone playing a video game?
Before kids, he would play, you know, well into the morning. But now that we have kids, it's in, like, 45-minute increments.
Okay, 45 minutes I don't feel like is that bad. Like, if you're gaming for hours on end.
It's the ones that, like, play till, like, 2, 3 in the morning. She's a little,
Okay, here's a hobby I think we can both agree that would be a little bit of a red flag. 951 says taxidermy. Would that creep you out?
Where you stuff the animals?
Yeah, the dead animals.
Yeah, that creeped me out in the sense of like I don't want to watch it happen. But if you have, like, if you have the animals, like they're already stuffed, I show up and they're already there. Like, okay, cool, doesn't bother me.
I mean, you could, you know, stuff your partner when you're done, and you guys would live together forever, just propped in the corner. No,
she is hot and that old clock is moving.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Thomas Rhett, Riley Green on K-Frog. Thomas coming to town October 5th out at Yamava. We will have your chance to win tickets again tomorrow morning at 6:10.
Kelly, why are people just the worst?
You know, there are some bad ones out there.
There are some good ones, though. But the bad ones drove by my house the other day. We have this alleyway that backs up to our house. We have our backyard and then an alleyway. Went out there the other day, and somebody had done like a full-on like dump trip right there at our back gate. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were talking like this giant, disgusting purple shag rug, which I would have tossed too. A big TV box, a mattress, bags of trash, and I'm like, okay.
Just right at your
just right there. Like it
backyard?
Looks, it looks like I had cleaned up our house and thrown it there. Like, that's the placement of it was just terrible. So anyway, this happened a little while back, and I've been meaning to get on it and fix it. But we got a letter from the fire department that actually said, you have a, I think it says something like a public nuisance and fire hazard, I think. Because actually on my end, there are some big weeds that have been growing. So I get it where the fire stuff could come from.
Part of it was your fault.
Oh, yeah. Part of it was me. Part of it was the other guy. But I'm like, so I had to spend about, 3 hours out in the alleyway yesterday just cleaning up their mess. And then on top of that, starting to get my mess. And I mean, trash cans are full, so I'm going to have to go back another day and start tending to it. But that's stuff I don't need to be doing right now.
Right. And I don't know what it is about people that's like, oh, well, I don't want to deal with this trash, so I'm going to give it to someone else. Where we live, I live on a cul-de-sac, and we've had people dump things at the end of our cul-de-sac too. Probably the strangest thing is we had somebody drop a safe that had been drilled out.
Oh.
Yeah. When that got dropped, I was like, Arco, look.
I was going to say, what was in it?
Is there money in there? It was empty. But it was drilled out, which I was like, that's suspicious. Now that we know there's no money in it, call the cops.
Oh, absolutely.
Because who knows where that came from. But again, now your mess is my mess to deal with. I need to clean it up because I don't want my neighborhood to look like a trash can.
Sure. Yeah. I would much rather deal with my with the TV box and a mattress than a safe, though.
I know. What if they come back that for it? Like, what if there was money in there?
Is it still there?
No. Oh.
Then I don't think they're coming back.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.